The corporate whistleblower who was sacked after speaking out about the scandal inside CommInsure says he has no faith in the Commonwealth Bank's ability to investigate itself. CommInsure's former chief medical officer, Dr. Benjamin Coe, has told a Senate inquiry he was targeted for revealing allegations of unethical behaviour inside the CBA. But the bank says Dr. Coe was dismissed for a privacy breach unrelated to his whistleblowing. Business editor Peter Ryan has been listening to the hearing and he joins me now. Peter, this has been a closely watched appearance by Dr. Coe, who as a whistleblower was very keen to protect his identity.
That's right, Kim. And camera crews covering the Senate hearing this morning were originally told Dr. Coe might or might not be appearing. And if he did appear, his face could not be shown, only to be filmed from the neck down. In the end, Dr. Coe didn't turn up at all, but he opted to give his evidence over the phone. The committee wanted to get Dr. Coe's take on his sacking as chief medical officer at CommInsure. The CBA says Dr. Coe was dismissed for privacy breaches, that he sent 260 CommInsure documents to his personal Gmail account against the bank's regulations. The CBA says the sacking had nothing to do with the allegations he brought to the CommInsure board, later brought to the public in a Four Corners Fairfax investigation, which outlined details of claims for trauma and income protection insurance that were allegedly knocked back on technicalities. But under questioning from Labor Senator Sam Dastyari over a scratchy phone line, Dr. Coe rejected the CBA's claims and maintains he was sacked because he was a whistleblower and says he's since been vilified by CBA corporate affairs staff.
I've nothing to gain from doing what I did. And I've also heard that the PR person has gone round backgrounding those politicians and journalists about my character. I don't know what they've said, but it can't be anything good.
It sounds like you're certainly of the view, and I can understand why, and we've seen this happen before, that you've been targeted because you're prepared to speak out and speak out publicly on the behaviour and culture of your employer. What message do you think that sends other whistleblowers when you're treated in this way?
If you try to do it, you'll be in for it. For goodness sake, I'm a medical doctor. I have my code of ethics. I'm trying to do the right thing. And I get fired for some stupid, farcical reason that I send emails to myself. So every single employee in CBA will be looking at this process and saying, I don't believe you. I'm going to just put my head down, pretend I didn't see anything, go on doing what I'm supposed to do. Don't ask questions. Don't question anything. And get on with life.
That's the former chief medical officer at CommInsure, Dr. Benjamin Coe, speaking to a Senate inquiry. Peter, the Commonwealth Bank is doing its own investigation into CommInsure. Does Dr. Coe have any faith in that?
Well, Dr. Coe says he has no faith at all in the internal committee investigating the allegations inside CommInsure, and he doesn't think it will do the right thing by customers and staff because of internal conflicts. He says that the investigation needs to be independent, needs to be taken out of the hands of CommInsure and its parent company, the Commonwealth Bank. Now, the hearing this morning has also been taking evidence from Jeff Morris, a well-known whistleblower who blew the whistle on the financial planning scandal inside the Commonwealth Bank. And he says that he warned Dr. Coe what happens to whistleblowers.
Oh, it's a classic case of deja vu all over again. And I guess what I would say is that Ben contacted me before he left the bank, before he decided to become a public whistleblower. And I told Ben what it would be like. And it's played out exactly as I said to him, and I think it needs to be recognised that Dr. Coe went forward with this in the full knowledge that this would be what would happen, the public smearing and so forth.
And that's Jeff Morris, who blew the whistle at the Commonwealth Bank. Earlier, we were joined by our business editor, Peter Ryan.